what your plans are, where you're going to end up, but you're more than welcome to stay here again tonight. If you want me to have Stryker text you my digits so you got them on your phone. Yeah, yeah, no worries, mate. Whatever's clever.
Oh, man. Whatever's clever.
What?
Where did you learn that?
Why?
Where did you pick that up?
You don't like that one?
You know, there's a few sets of words that I don't like.
And that one really kind of gets you.
Whatever's clever. It's you, and I like you as a man and
right,
a person.
Right, but it's is it because, I mean, you know how I feel about the rhyming things. I love the rhyming things.
I do love the rhyming things. But right. When did you start Whatever's Clever?
That one? Yeah. That one comes back from my college days.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, actually like freshman year at K-State.
Okay, yeah. Oh, man. It has been just a weekend. Ugh. Colin did all the work for today, listeners, and I applaud him for that.
Are we getting into this?
We're getting into this.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Why?
I guess.
Yeah.
We should.
Why you want to do this?
Yeah, the beers is what I want to get into, kind of.
Okay. Yeah. I do too.
I'd like to.
Yeah. I've been staring at these things in my fridge for a minute, and I think they're. I mean. Honestly, they're good looking cans.
They are. Great cans.
Right?
They're great cans. And I picked them up with my grandma, too. from Narrow Gauge. That was good.
But you know what? It's your good grandson. It was nice. You went out and took her to the hair salon.
Exactly.
Right?
The beauty and shop is what the
beauty shop.
Referred to.
Sorry.
See, Beverly did grandma's hair.
Oh.
She's been doing grandma's hair from almost every week for 45 years.
Well, that is just the sweetest.
And yeah, and just every time I come in there, it's a real uplifting thing. You know, you hear a lot of stories about grandkids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then like sometimes some ladies get like, they tell me I'm real handsome and like don't stop there. Sometimes there's been things about like sitting on my lap when there's not enough spaces in the like little waiting area. And like Joanne, the gooey butter cake was good that you made, but like it wasn't that good.
I feel like that's like a perfect segue.
It is.
Into this right here.
Yeah, it is. The beer that you're holding up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got a couple of crawlers from Narrow Gauge that we'll talk about some more here in depth. But I think you popped that first one open, the porter.
Okay.
I think that would pair best with our dessert first here. Welcome to Hoppy Meals, folks. I'm Anthony Stryker.
And I'm Colin Shea.
And this is your destination for food, fun, beer, and some laughs.
Yeah.
Last week on Hoppy Meals, we made a meal and we went out for dessert, Farrow's Donuts.
Yes.
This week, excuse my pour. Real quick, loyal listeners out there, if we recall episode 2, when I just poured a crowler all over my pants. I recall that all too well. I did just fine this time, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually a very, very nice pour.
Yeah, thank you.
Got a good bit of head on there.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, well done.
So this week, as usual, we're drinking a beer throughout the episode. We'll talk about that. But this week, we baked a dessert, and by that I mean Colin baked a dessert.
That's correct.
And we went out and got some food to munch on and talk about a restaurant here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So let's start with desserts first.
Yeah. I'm excited to get into this. These are orange Zeppoli.
Mm-hmm.
And Zeppoli are traditionally from the Feast of St. Joseph, or St. Joseph's Day.
Okay.
Celebrated on March 19th. So they're originally known as Zeppoli di San Giuseppe.
Ooh.
Yeah, Italian. Okay. Italian in origin, Sicily, Malta, Island of Malta area.
Okay.
And they're a fried dough, basically. So kind of like an Italian sort of donut, or similar in style.
Can I have a donut?
Yes.
Are there extras?
Yeah,
yeah,
go nuts.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure. And they're a hot ticket here in the household.
They are indeed. People want to know what they can have.
Yeah.
And so they are they're an Italian donut, and they are just a kind of a very basic kind of shoe pastry type dough that
gets, shoe.
Yes, C-H-O-U-X.
Okay. Good, so that's a French...
It's a French thing, yeah.
It's a French term.
You know, there's a lot of cooking stuff that ends up being French.
Of course, yeah.
As will happen with a sort of traditional style sort of thing. This is that same sort of type of... It's like a quick pastry dough, and this one's fairly loose.
Yeah.
And you just kind of spoon off the dough into your oil to fry it up, and then roll it in this orange zest sugar when you're done. And we also will have a little chocolate hazelnut dipping sauce because
that's the
additional side here is a chocolate hazelnut.
Okay. I knew it was gonna be chocolate sauce, but you threw a little flair in there.
I did. Well, you know, I felt like I strong armed you into buying me that chocolate bar, so it would be just giving back.
What?
Yeah, you bought me that chocolate.
When?
Bar. Yeah, at IKEA.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Yeah.
Huh. Come full circle with that.
Yeah. Brought it back around.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So let's give these a try. You can see there are a couple, two different shades, really, and that's the difference between the batches in my frying.
Okay.
And the first batch, the oil got a little too hot.
Okay. And that's so the darker ones?
Yeah, so you can see they got a little bit darker. They're still tasty because I definitely have been munching on fried dough pieces.
Oh yeah.
But they're just a little bit more brown is all. So haven't had it with the chocolate sauce and let's give it a shot.
Let's do this. I like that zest is all up on there as well. I saw the hazelnuts and I didn't know if it was just more orange zest that you put in the chocolate sauce. I'm like, God, you know, that's crazy. Wow, that's awesome, Colin.
Mmm. That is quite nice.
Mmm, man. And the hazelnut's a great touch.
I thought it would work well.
Yeah. Why did you bring so many donuts in here?
Because I made a bunch.
I'm going to eat, yeah. Recipe called for, it was like 22, right?
Yeah.
Is that how much you ended up with? Or be smaller or bigger than?
You know, I got a little lazy there at the end, and there's some bigger ones made, so I think maybe got like 18 out of it.
Yeah.
16 to 18.
Yeah, I like the texture. It's like, you know, crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, just like with my desserts and my chicken and a lot of things we've talked about here on Hobby Meals.
Yeah. I mean, if you find something you like, you should, you know, stick with it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So Zeppoli.
Yeah.
Now this one's got a little extra crisp, and that's kind of why I want to go after it.
Okay.
Might have to get close to the mic so everybody can just hear that crisp.
That's pretty crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
So the thing that these did kind of remind me of while I was making them is they're just very, very similar, I think, in terms of taste.
I got chocolate sauce.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, not...
I mean, it's not a very thick chocolate sauce.
No, yeah. Anyway, very similar in taste into what?
Beignets. You know, so like Zeppoli is gonna, you know, somebody would hear that and they go, I don't know what that is, and I'm not interested.
But uh-huh.
A lot more people are more familiar with a beignet, and I think that the main difference is the, you know, like beignets end up being more uniform in terms of like a rectangular shape, and the Zeppelis are more often orb shaped because they're. Unless you really are good about like making sure that they're really, really round, then they're not all going to be circular balls. They're just kind of orb shapes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So less to do, I think, like my word choice has less to do with like what they actually look like if you're going to a store and you're buying these things, because they're going to make them look nice and they're all going to be these perfect little spheres.
Yeah.
These, so I just want covering myself here. By calling them,
making sure that these are a little
orb shaped.
These are freeform, freeform donut holes, right?
Mm.
Freeform donut orbs.
Yeah,
that that sounds like a shitty generic something, like that you'd read on a on a Walmart label.
You know what it'd be?
Freeform donut orbs.
You know what it'd be? It would be the Dippin' Dots.
Yeah,
they would be. Come get your ice cream orbs. That's the off brand.
Is it? Or no, oh, you're just a joke. Oh, you're just goofing. Okay, gotcha. That reminds me of when we were driving downtown to the brewery lights down here. And Ariana looked up at a billboard that I have seen many times. And she saw the Prairie Farms milk snack billboard. Have you seen that?
Yes.
What is that?
Milk snack?
Milk snack. That sounds disgusting. And she was like, why not call it just like an ice cream treat? And I say, it's not ice cream in there. And I look over and she goes, ooh. Just like a wave of depression falls over her face. And milk snack. Are you familiar with the milk snack?
I'm familiar with the billboard. Yeah. I'm familiar with the concept.
Okay.
I never once have thought to myself, I'd like to try that.
No, me neither. Sorry, Prairie Farms.
It's just, it doesn't look, I don't trust it.
It doesn't, yeah,
I
exactly.
I don't trust it.
Uh-huh. I don't trust it.
It doesn't seem natural to me that, you would have, or like, how do you get that to stay? It's not real milk.
No, it's just a cream filling.
I right? Yeah. Like, so it's, it, but it's like a milkier cream filling. Uh-huh. Like I can't get behind.
A little juicier cream filling.
See, that doesn't sound attractive.
It just made me.
Or tasty.
Yeah.
That made me throw up in my mouth a little
bit. Fergalicious. Or no, that's not Fergalicious. Is it Fergalicious? Milky Cocoa Puffs. Milky. Is that Fergalicious?
I have no idea.
Put your milk in my Cocoa Puffs. No? Yeah, it's Fergalicious.
Sure. I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah. Good.
The only milk song that comes to mind for me is cereal and milk. Milk and cereal. Cereal
See,
and
I'm
milk.
See, I'm lost on that
cereal
one.
Cereal and milk.
So we're in two different worlds here.
See, that and here's the thing. I know Fergalicious, like I'm aware, like it just, but I don't remember that particular set of lyrics.
Gotcha. It's a really weird one. It's a weird thing, but
I don't know that
it's
I listened.
Weird
to
set of lines that just played on the radio for a good 3 years in a row.
As you know, everybody still loves Fergie Ferg, man.
She's. I was trying to think of more lines, but I can't. So delicious. Speaking of so delicious, we've blasted through the darker. The hot oil donuts. Now, yeah. I like the orange tinge throughout the taste of the donuts, and I like I said, the crispiness on the outside, fluffy inside. Yeah. Anything I should expect different taste-wise or texture-wise with the lighter donuts? I assume that's from lesser temperature of oil.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I turned the burner down and did a smaller batch with that one too. So, yeah. No, it's just same. And because, I mean, it's the same dough, and there's that orange zest that you're so in love with and wanted to do lines of in the kitchen.
I love just oranges. Yeah. Like, they make me happy. Like, usually I'm a Clementine guy, I guess, but they're in the orange family.
They are.
And I don't know, they just make me smile when I open them.
Okay.
It's the citrus. The smell peps me up. I probably could have used that today because Colin was baking these while I was taking I needed a rest. Colin, I was taking a nice little nap there.
Yeah, you did.
And not snoring one bit.
No, I cannot say that one way or the other.
Oh, gotcha.
As I was in the other room.
Cook,
baking,
doing, yeah. Slaving away.
Yep, working hard.
Uh huh. Yeah, I was just.
That said, it really wasn't all that hard. It's a pretty easy dough to put together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just.
What was it?
Butter, sugar, salt, and flour.
Baking's that easy, my friends.
Yeah, and then once you got that dough together, you.
Always trying to get that dough together, right?
You're always trying to get that dough always together.
Trying to get that dough.
You gotta get that dough together.
That paper. Oh, sorry. Also the regular, the orange dough.
And then you mix that, your eggs in until it looks good, and your little bit of orange zest, and that's all you have to fry off.
Mm-hmm.
And then roll it in that sugar.
I really like it.
The sugar.
You've done very well here.
Thank you. I honestly, again, I think this is pretty easy. It's something that I will definitely be doing again. And it's one of those things that you could, how can I kind of like... elevate this brunch that I'm throwing or whatever. Mm. Like, what can I do kind of last minute that will impress some people, maybe? Like, this could potentially be that. And the dough can be made a while beforehand.
Yeah. I'd rather it be chilled up to a day beforehand, at least.
Yeah.
And, you know, you didn't want me around the hot oil, and I totally understand.
Yeah, hot, it's dangerous.
Yeah, no, yeah. Okay.
I worry about you.
Thank you. I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're recording here in November, and I'm thinking that maybe we could... This could be my little project for Mardi Gras breakfast.
You want to make Zeppelis?
I like the idea of that. I'll do a practice batch first and bring them to you and see if they're up to snuff.
Okay.
Unless... Do you think that'll throw things off on Mardi Gras? You already got that planned out there?
Got a couple things planned.
Yeah.
I'm planning on not killing myself this year.
Not killing yourself this year?
You know, bending over backwards and, you know, breaking my back to make everything together.
Exactly. Yeah, not like you went running around all
sorts. I mean, and here's the thing. Like, I really do enjoy being in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, it's my safe space.
I want to give you a little bit more help this year. You know, is that okay?
Dude, it's fine. I guess. The problem is, if somebody else is doing it, then I'm not doing it, and I don't know that they're doing it right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I do know.
Because I'm a control freak,
mm-hmm.
But only in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else only in my life. Only
in the kitchen, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Well, you know, I think I'm going to try these for Mardi Gras.
Okay. Here's the thing. Like, I think that would be a nice addition. I really like the cinnamon rolls. I think I'm probably going to do that again. And then
orangey orbs.
Yeah, orangey orbs. Orangey orbs to go with the cinnamon rolls. Yeah.
For the people who can't pronounce Zeppeli.
Yeah.
Right. Or Anthony's Led Zeppeli. What are you laughing at?
I don't know, I would prefer if it was Hurricane Tony's Led Zeppelin.
Hurricane Tony's Led Zeppelin!
Yeah, see? Yeah, that's a proper name. That's what the
people... Did we talk about Hurricane Tony last time? Shit, we need to start writing stuff down. Our friendly producer, Ariana, recommended that we keep a light, you know, log of things that we've mentioned, stories that we've told, things like that, during the podcast, and... I didn't expect us to go 7 episodes. I'm glad we're here.
Yeah. But you know, it kind of feels like we made it, you know?
I've super made it, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to at least make 10 episodes.
Yeah, well, because otherwise...
We've got some really, you know, some loyal followers out there. There's some people out there.
Yeah.
Who are, you know, I get Snapchat.
My mom, your mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, does your mom listen?
Okay. No, she... I turned on...
Oh, great!
So she asked me about the podcast. I said, it's going really well. She's like, how can I get to it? How can I send it to, you know, my Aunt Pat or my Aunt Hilda? I click to it, you know, from the Facebook page and everything. And she's like, oh, it's not video? And I was like, well, no, that's a podcast. No, it isn't video. It's kind of like so people can... You know, multitask, you know, while they listen to us or just, you know, maybe listen to us while they're going to sleep or something like that. Unless you're trying to go to sleep right now, in that case, bah, gotcha. But my mom listened to the clip where you talked about all the places I need to test the Aleppo pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on myself, just to make sure it was, you know, good. Or, sorry, the poison sumac.
Yes.
Where I needed to try the poison sumac. And I think that's one of the funniest bits that we've had so far.
Okay.
And my mom listened to it, and she said, maybe it's just a generational thing. I don't really understand.
So she doesn't know what the perineum is?
No, she super does. She sounded it out, like, medically and everything. She's like, well... Perry is behind, and I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, so you got it, but you didn't like the joke. So I guess it's a generational thing is what she says. So my mom doesn't listen, yours?
Well, we had a chat about it.
Yeah?
And there was an attempted download. And
must be a generation.
And I don't think that she is a follower. But she says she's very, very interested. So
okay, good.
I think it's a generational
thing. I guess so. But yeah, we urge you to try to bridge that gap, listeners. And Colin.
Yeah. Because who knows how old I am.
Yeah, nobody. Do you want to move on to the beer? A little beer of the soda action? Or did you have some more to say?
About the Zeppeli? I really don't. I mean, I think the only thing we didn't mention is the fact that the recipe that we used for this one came out of Bon Appetit's magazine
Wow.
It's their double issue, right?
Nice.
So it goes straight from December to January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's the only thing, and in terms of where I obtained the particular recipe that I worked off of.
Okay.
If you Google Zeppeli, there's a bunch of different recipes, and a lot of them do seem to be like orange and chocolate.
Yeah.
Like a chocolate sauce with the orange Zeppeli. But I think this would pair really, it would work really, really nicely. Also with like maybe lemon and like some fennel seed, possibly, I think would be really, really nice. Very fragrant. Oh, you could do like some rosemary sugar and...
I've never heard of such a thing.
Or like a little bit Getting of ro- slow, like rosemary in the... Well, you'd have to fry it, so like maybe not. So maybe it's like some rosemary lavender sugar and just like kind of a plain sort of Zeppeli and roll that. Still be very, very nice. I don't know. I think they're kind of versatile and interesting, and I would like to play with them a little bit more, and I'm glad that you want to give them a try. I
mean, wonderful
that's
job,
a, that's
Colin.
All I got. Yeah.
Colin's really great.
Yeah. Glad you like it.
As we move on to our next segment... Beer of the Sode. We have two beers of the Sode from the same brewery, but we'll start with the one that we've been drinking throughout desserts first here, which is the brewery is Narrow Gauge, and this beer is the Old Town Porter. And I think it's just fabulous. It's very smooth, very, very subtle.
Yeah.
As far as porters go. Nothing ostentatious. What are you laughing at?
That.
Okay, sorry about all that. All right, it's off for now. Oh my gosh, I got to snap.
Seems like that's a very, very correctable thing.
I got to snap.
With just like hitting the volume button. Did you? You got a snap?
Yeah, buddy? I did.
Oh, well, that does look delicious.
That does look delicious. Some type of soup from a loyal listener. Oh, it's chili from a loyal listener, Aaron Finnegan. And that did look tasty. Maybe we'll have her in as a guest. So,
let's push ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get back to
Old Town Porter, which went down the wrong hole, but still tastes great. So, what do you have to say about this porter? I really like it. It's got a cocoa that starts and stops at the right places. It's not a like coffee porter.
No.
That has deep roasty notes, but it has a little bit of cacao papau, as I like to call it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
A little cacao papau.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little blast of some chocolatiness from.
I could do with a
extra
little,
toasty malts in there.
I could do with a little bit more linger on the chocolate, personally.
More linger on the chocolate.
Yeah. But it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
It's another thing that kind of bridges the gap between a dessert beer and a table beer. I'd say that this, able to have this as a with a meal, probably be very good with like a steak. But you'd like a little bit more chocolate on that end there.
A little bit. And I mean, and not even like sweet chocolate, but like just a little bit of that little last little bit of bitter chocolate at the end. Because there is, you're right. It's not a case of that's all you taste or at the beginning or at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a very nice chocolate note in there, in addition to just being kind of a I don't know. I feel like when you say porter to a lot of folks, they expect like just coffee overtones,
a blast of coffee beans.
Yeah. And as we've discussed, I think in a couple other cases, within each subset of beer, there's still a range of flavor profile that you can hit. And in this particular instance, I think this is kind of a mild porter.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think it's really, really well done.
It's smooth. It's not heavy. It pours almost night black.
Yeah, it is really, really dark.
Yeah.
It's so, I guess, kind of similar in terms, you know, to, like, Guinness, where people are like, oh, my God, that's so dark. It's got to be, like, thick like a milkshake.
And yeah.
It's really, really quite light.
Mm-hmm. Some people might even think this was, I haven't seen a distinction that it was or was not, but I think this was nitro brewed, which is a process where they use nitrous in the brewing process to make a smoother drink out of something that was once more thick and sometimes even syrupy, or close to syrupy. But, you know, I don't think this one was nitro brewed. But it was a scary noise. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that. We know the being that made it, though.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Well,
a little chocolate devil.
A little dog whimpering like that means she might just run down the hall and ruin our recording.
Exactly. She was blasted in here. Boom. She was a feature on our last episode. You hear a lot of... and things like that, because her owner wasn't here, so we had to
try to get in there.
Our studio is a little bit more crowded today.
I think it's helping with the sound, if I'm honest.
Do you think so? Yeah, we should just keep it all in here.
Yeah.
Colin had a Friendsgiving last weekend, which he so lovingly extended a plus one offer to me.
Mm-hmm.
And in the cleaning process for Friendsgiving,
the studio got a bit cramped.
Yeah, because nobody was here in this room. And we got a bike, we got a vacuum, we got another vacuum, a bunch of picture frames and a bunch of posters, and I feel like those can be connected in some way. Maybe we
could... It's kind of the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. Yeah. All right. Well, another weekly goal, I guess.
Yeah. Cool. That weekly goal.
You know, don't put it on the Happy Meals list. But
you know, just put it on the...
Draw a line, call it notes.
Yeah.
So that...
I mean, would you want to go ahead and take the notes?
No.
No?
No, because
you've got it sounds colorblind. To me like you've got like a serious like a vision for how it should look.
No, it's just
if you want to carry that vision forward.
That was just a phrase that sits in my mind.
I mean, if you just want to push it ahead.
Mrs. Lean in sixth grade, she was a math teacher, and she would just always catch me doing my homework while
she was talking.
While she was collecting homework.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So but after she collected homework, you know, I remember those dark times pretty well. My heart was beating. You know, I either just got caught or didn't just get caught. Doing my homework, and she would say, "All right, draw a line, call it notes." And I was just like, "Call the line notes? Like, what? Just say write notes." It just didn't make much sense to me. Narrow gauge, though. Can we talk about them as an establishment?
Sure.
Do you know how old they are?
I do not. I don't really know anything about
it. You don't know anything about narrow gauge?
Not really.
Not in your parameters, are they?
No.
Well, narrow gauge is up in Florissant, Missouri, which is kind of tucked between Maryland Heights area, Hazelwood, Ferguson, and it's a nice little place. However, there is not a narrow gauge necessarily brick and mortar, but they are located within Cugino's Italian Bar and Grill.
So do they brew there?
They do brew there, yes. So, I mean, I guess it is a brick and mortar. So the sign literally says Cugino's, and it says Narrow Gauge.
Okay.
And they opened, the Narrow Gauge Brewing Company opened in June of last year, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So brewery years and people years, pretty young still.
It's good to make that distinction.
It is, always is. They're doing pretty kick ass in that little spot. It's right at Lindbergh and New Florissant Road. They don't distribute right now, but they, you know, have plenty of things on tap, and they are just killing it with selling crowlers, which are these 32-ounce cans, and having bottle releases as well, where they have just lines out the door on those special days. And they've been doing a lot of things that are not just dry hopped, but double dry hopped. So they have a lot of beers that are on the menu, such as one of their flagships is the Fallen Flag. So they have the Fallen Flag and then the DDH Fallen Flag. So double dry hopped Fallen Flag. And dry hopping is the process of just adding hops during the fermentation process after the actual brewing of the ingredients has been done. Just to really just strain out the aromas and all the little nuances you get from whatever hops you choose to explore.
So to be clear, their flagship beer is called Fallen Flag.
I don't want to be quoted on that.
I mean, if it is, I just really, really like that their flagship is Fallen Flag.
Yeah. I don't know if it's their flagship. I had a good, like, rhythm going in my speech. And then I kind of noticed a thing, too. So, I don't know if it's their flagship.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know if they do have a flagship, actually. Any of the beers I've tasted from them can be their flagship, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I don't want to drink this much beer. We have 64 ounces between us.
Both. And you've got to drive.
You have to drive. What are we going to do?
You know what? Well, let's drink this later.
Drink that later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We can just have a beer of the sode, because we've got a whole fucking growler of it.
That's true. Okay. Cut. Audible. You guys, we're going to...
We're just doing one beer of the
soda. We're just going to do one beer of the soda.
There's a lot of beer. And,
there's a lot of beer.
And I know that we exist for you in just the time that we are putting the sweet, sweet sounds of our voices in your ears. Like,
but it's almost like we teased them.
And like, I mean, we... Well,
getting them out to narrow gauge to have more beers. Cause
it is. You know what? Here's the thing. We're leaving them wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we told them we would give them more. And now we're going to leave them wanting.
Okay.
More.
All right.
So, here's the thing. We'll drink this, and we can review it.
We'll talk about it.
As like a mini-sode, or maybe a...
Maybe like a little Patreon feature.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's Patreon?
We're
definitely doing it, so why don't you talk about it right now?
Okay, sure.
Another weekly goal.
Yeah. Okay, I'll add it to the weekly goal. I don't put this one on the Hoppy Meal side of it, too.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So Patreon is a service that allows you to be a patron to an artist, a creator that you want to support. Yeah, we are creating. We're creating this podcast, this environment, this community,
mm-hmm.
and. We have to buy beer and food and meals, and if you would like to help us out with that and get some exclusive content, maybe even like personalized messages or phone calls
or a mini review,
you know, maybe some meetups. We can.
Or we've got some extra pictures that are just absolutely ridiculous our photo shoot.
Yeah, some bonus content.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I don't want to promise things like, you know, sticker packs or buttons. Oh, shit.
No.
That we don't buttons. Have yet. Oh, shit. I guess we'll maybe have to get some sticker
packs
and
buttons. We're
going
to have to get on that. Yeah.
Okay.
I got a button guy.
You got a button guy.
I do. Actually, I do.
You do have a button guy.
I was joking about
but
that.
But you are.
You
do have a button guy.
I thought about my button guy.
So look, we're... You know,
weekly goal, call my button guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, can I just put that as a sub goal to the Patreon?
Please. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just going to make that a sub Patreon goal.
Because my button guy is also my.
Because we've got getting on iTunes,
my connection.
Posters, meat frames, separate non Hoppy Meals goal.
Uh-huh.
Patreon, and now sub goal to Patreon is call button
guy. Call my button guy. He's also my wing guy, which we
call button and wing guy.
Yeah. Okay. He's also. We plan on stopping by his wing shop. Had a premature Twitter post this week about how we were going to stop by that wing place, but we'll get there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's, that's a pretty decent segue. And did you have more you wanted to...
say about the beers?
Yeah, or about narrow gauge?
About narrow gauge? I really like narrow gauge. I like the setup. I think you need to go there, Colin.
Yeah.
I know it's a little bit of a hike for you.
Yeah. You know.
But it's less of a hike than like Sweet or Big Baby Q was,
sure.
and just as good in my opinion. And you know, I'd like to see some of the smaller restaurants and the smaller breweries that we've been
just
talking
kind of
about
meet up like
do a little collaboration.
Yeah,
yeah. Just it's a little challenge to the community. But I really like a lot of their beer names there at Narrow Gauge.
Mm-hmm.
There's we're drinking the Old Town Porter. There's the Tableau de Flores, which is a barrel fermented saison. the Cloud City, the Hoppy Meal, the they've got a beer called Hoppy Meal.
They have a beer called Hoppy Meal?
Yes. So
did they steal that from us?
That's in a I don't want to draw swords or anything too quick, but okay. it is what it's called. But it is something that we're going to try. And it's an APA, American Pale Ale, which is dry hopped with Mosaic and Simcoe hops. A couple of my favorite hops.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, they've also got another great one. This is one of Cody's favorite. And I can't remember what the reference is, but the Sparkle Motion. Is that from Donnie Darko?
Sparkle Motion.
That's going to be a quick Google here because we don't have the Cody Meister with us. Sparkle Motion.
I feel like is that from like an infomercial that plays in the background?
Sometimes I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion. It's
Yeah. The dance troupe.
Okay.
The dance troupe that his sister's a part of.
And so when Cody and I were there a couple weeks ago, we asked if that was the connection, and it absolutely was. So, you know, these guys in Narrow Gauge are really, they're really getting the giggles out of me, and I appreciate what they're doing over there on a nice whimsical side, and also on the just real serious doing the good brews side.
Nice.
Don't haze me, brew. It's hard to beat. Yeah. Check out Narrow Gauge. It's up there at Lindbergh and New Florissant Road in the corner there. And they deserve your attention.
Giving the people what they want.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing an episode right now. Colin's cooking for others at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm multitasking. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like I'm doing this podcast and trying to draft a fantasy team. Because that would be pure insanity.
You're right. You said that like that was a
thing that somebody's done?
Yes. Do tell.
Somebody has.
Sounds like there's a story behind that.
I mean, Griffin McElroy did.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
During the first episode of...
Of Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Ah. Shout out to one of my favorite new podcasts, Wonderful.
Yeah.
On the Max Fun Network.
I
want to be on the Max Fun Network.
I've listened to a couple of those episodes.
Those are good.
I've really enjoyed those.
Those are really good, yeah.
Really nice ones.
It's just Griffin and Rachel McElroy just riffing about things that make them happy in their lives.
Yeah.
And Rachel's from St. Louis, too.
I didn't know that.
So that's why she's referenced, one, Tall Man at the Blues.
Oh, that's right.
And two, so she's a huge Blues fan. And two, the fact that on Halloween in St. Louis, the kids tell jokes at the front door.
It's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a crazy thing. That I didn't realize was a thing until it happened.
I think that's where a lot of my dad jokeisms kind of started.
Okay.
And that might be where I kind of let Jesus take the wheel on that one. Mm-hmm. Dad Jesus, take the wheel.
That's probably the best we could do in terms of a segue to talking about the meal that we
got. Gosh, you're just trying to get segue, trying to get done with this. This guy's trying to get out. What's up? Let's talk about this meal.
What? Look.
Again, I was resting and Colin had to go grab a meal from the fine restaurant.
9th Street Deli, located in beautiful Soulard neighborhood in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. In the South City area.
Yep. Historic district. Cool little neighborhood.
What? All right, we got it. It's where you live. It's a...
Why? I thought we weren't trying to tell people.
Oh, it's wide swath.
Right? Yeah, wide swath.
Now you're worried about the internet killing us?
No.
Okay.
I mean, like, not directly.
Sorry.
But there's people out there. They're connected.
We should just stop the whole thing. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Burn it all. We just need to save the donuts.
Okay. So we did a lunch episode because today's been all about adjusting for the reality that we live in as opposed to what we planned for. Because we had plans.
We did have plans.
Yeah, we were going to have... Well, we had two different sets of plans.
Did we?
Yeah. I mean, we were going to do the wing thing, but we did wings last night, and doubling up on the wings is just... It's tough.
Yeah, it is. What's the other plan that we had?
We were going to have lunch with Stevie J.
What happened to Stevie J? I was excited to have.
I know. Woke up late. Drank. Didn't happen. No, he actually... took it easy last night.
Good.
So he, woke up late, just real slow getting going, and by the time it was all said and done, it's really been kind of
hard to get everything going so that we can meet the timelines and restrictions of certain people who need to leave at certain times for things that they have planned.
That would be me.
Huh? Yeah, would be. Okay. So
I mean, that party already started, so you're really getting more of me than you deserve. But today, we adapted. We course corrected.
Yep.
And we did everything we could, and we got some food from the 9th Street Deli.
Which is a...
And I know you have a connection to it, or, you know, just an affinity for it in general.
I do.
It's my first time having food from there.
I do.
Tell us about it.
Well, so I'm a fan of 9th Street Deli because they kind of opened up right about the same time that I moved to St. Louis.
Okay.
And so, although I say that, and I think the truth of the matter is they'd actually been there for a little bit, but they just had the strangest goddamn hours.
Okay.
Just had a really rough time trying to get there to actually get in there and try
their food. So did they change their hours along the way?
They did. They updated their hours. So they were open. All of a sudden, they were open more hours and more consistently.
Good.
And went and tried them out, and I couldn't be happier that I did. They make a lot of things on site, or you know, in terms of what they had the ability to make. And I think they were making their bread at one point. I think they've outsourced that at this time. But they still get, like, fresh bread daily.
Nice.
And they have, you know, like, they make all of their own vinaigrettes. They make these just fantastic salads in terms of, like potato salad or coleslaws that they make in-house. And they've got this, like, red cabbage coleslaw with walnuts, and it's kind of like a Waldorf salad, really.
Okay.
Just in terms of everything that's going on in it.
Sorry, I'm spilling chocolate sauce.
Yeah, it's okay.
And cold donuts.
It's okay. So they're very, very cool, and kind of an easy example of how friendly they are and appreciative of the business they get is that one of the items on their menu is the AmeriCorps Hero.
Okay.
And the reason that they have the AmeriCorps Hero on their menu is because they, for a very, very long time, there was a house that had a bunch of AmeriCorps kids in it, and it was like...
What's AmeriCorps?
Like three doors down from the 9th Street Deli.
Deli? Okay.
Yeah. AmeriCorps?
Yeah.
So...
That's the tone where I really should have known it, huh?
Do you know if I applied after college to go work in a foreign country, what would that be?
Foreign Corps. I'm going to guess, based on the context. Visa. MasterCard.
After you graduate from college, you can apply to work at AmeriCorps, and they will, like, forgive some of your student debt, basically, or give you, I forget how it works exactly, maybe they give you, like, a certain amount of money after you complete your contract time with them, and it's, like, 2 years or 3 years, and they send you to a part of the country that needs some assistance in one way or another that you're going to help out with.
Part of America?
These kids in particular happen to be helping out with like forestry type of stuff in the area.
Gotcha.
My sister-in-law did AmeriCorps stuff where she taught school in an inner city.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, I mean, they do a bunch of different things.
Just community outreach, but in different areas.
Yeah, and so they're all college educated, giving back to the community, and utilizing some of what they studied, generally speaking, in terms of how they assist in the community that they're placed in.
Gotcha. So, what would be the correct answer to your question that you just asked me if I went to college and... went to work in another country, what would that be called? The Peace Corps?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. That's what you were looking for.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
I thought maybe the whole Corps thing, like, that would like, make it, but, yeah. So...
I was thinking, like, Apple Corps...
So, the Peace Corps, people go internationally, and I guess there are some domestic, or, like, North American.
Yeah.
Because there are things in Mexico. But the AmeriCorps would be the, you know... to assist in this country.
Yeah. Okay, so the sandwich, the AmeriCorps, that was cool. That's what you got today, right?
That is correct. Yeah. I got the AmeriCorps Hero sandwich. And it is prosciutto, mortadella, soppressata, provolone, cheese, peppercinis, lettuce, tomato, and it's got a touch of the red wine vinaigrette.
Vinaigrettes.
Yes. Vinaigrette. Okay. And their French-Italian seeded loaf, which I'm a big fan of.
I like the standing loaf.
Yeah. Yeah?
As opposed to the loaf being seeded. Get up and dance. Seeded.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Sesame seeds, uh-huh. I think, in this case. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm sorry. Miss.
Yeah. No. I see what you. I also would prefer that my. Yeah, I'm not big on my loafing around. You know.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So the AmeriCorps Hero, fantastic. Yeah. And like I said, it's got a touch of their red wine vinaigrette, and I'm a fan of all their vinaigrettes. You know, it's basically like it's a souped up Italian sandwich.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And their mortadella is primo.
Is it?
I gotta say. Yeah.
I don't think mortadella was on mine. Roast beef and turkey on mine. I had the... Yes. Well, I had the... Soulard Club.
Yes.
Yeah. See, what I did is I made a mistake where I was a little sleepy boy. And I was taking a little rest during Colin going to get the food. Mm-hmm. So I throw in my credit card, say, I want the 9th Street special. He comes home. And guess he puts my sandwich in my face, and I open it, and I was like, okay, this is the Soulard Club, so I'm gonna put it on Colin's thing. And I was like, huh, what's AmeriCorps? None of these are the 9th Street special.
Nope.
So I'd really like to try the 9th Street special sometime.
Yeah.
But the Soulard Club was fantastic. It was roast beef, turkey.
Yeah.
Go on.
Bacon and cheddar.
I mean, I didn't look. Bacon and cheddar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there some vinaigrette on that business too?
It had the green garlic aioli.
Okay. Gotcha. That was very good.
Yeah.
I wasn't as familiar with the green ingredients because, you know, it's not what I ordered.
It was not what you ordered. But I got there and I was overwhelmed by the chip choice.
Oh.
They have like 7 different brands.
Really? And you only brought back 3.
Yeah. Again, there were a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, they had a couple, you know, you got your standards, you got your Doritos and your Sun Chips and da da da. And then they moved into their, like, Zabrars or something like that and these shiny foil package. And I was like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Nice.
And I started looking and they've got this whole, like, tower of chips. And it's like,
wow.
And that's had the sweet Maui onion and the ninja ginger and the.
Woo.
Yeah, right.
I like that soft rhyme.
Yeah, yeah. It was really hard for me to not bring that one home. I had to fight my urges there.
Mm-hmm.
They had the, you know, Maui onion, the standard salt and vinegars, and your sour cream and onions.
But yeah.
Just kind of some neat things.
Yeah, it's like you sandwich shop and you expect awesome sandwiches, which is what you got, but yeah. Also a crazy chip choice is pretty fantabulous as well.
Yeah.
And they got the old IBC.
They did. They had.
But did they also have a Fitz's option too?
They did. They had. Okay. They had all of the Fitz's.
Two types of root beers.
They had all of the Fitz's. So I mean, you could have gotten the Fitz's root beer, the Fitz's Cardinal Cream, the orange, the grape. Mm-hmm. And then they had the IBC and the cream, the root beer, and the black cherry.
Wow.
Yeah, but I grew up on the IBC in terms of, you know, that being like the choice. That was not A&W, Barks, or...
Mug.
Yeah.
There it is.
Thank you. I was like, there's another one.
Coming in clutch. It's a big dog. It's a
yeah.
big dog.
Yeah. No,
it's the big sudsy dog.
That's the thing. I was like, I'm thinking, the dog, what is his fucking name?
Who is he?
Mug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that, and then of course, you keep drilling down and you get to your like your Walmart brands, like
exactly your, a vest a St. Louis another one
I
actually stopped by Gioia's this week on my way down here to Soulard.
Okay.
And had a fantastic sandwich there. I caught him at 11:30, no line yet.
Lucky son of a
on guy. A Wednesday.
Okay.
On Thursday.
Caught people sleeping.
And yeah, I did. So, and I got the spicy Daggett there with a Vess root beer, and that was fabulous as well. Sorry, I know that's not our meal episode, but I was really excited to share a little bit of my boy's adventure in Justice. just as great as I remember. I haven't been in there in a while because of the line.
Fair enough.
And yeah, but I did
Fair enough.
Get in there. Loved it. So 9th Street Deli, good times.
Highly recommend it. Locally owned and operated. Independent little joint. They do very, very good sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And I have had their soup a handful of times.
How big is it in there? Is it a small operation?
It's not a big joint. They're just they're the corner location there.
Okay.
And
I think I've seen it in passing, you know, walking to the market or something like that. Yeah.
It's right there. And I'm a fan.
Well, thanks for getting that for us. It was quite tasty. Mm-hmm. I think I remember wrong.
Just happy to go out and you know, buy the things.
Yeah. Well, I'm well rested now. We're doing this later or earlier in the evening than we usually do.
That's true.
But I'm well rested, ready to get out on the town. My cousin Ben Stryker, he's getting married next month, and I'm heading out to his bachelor party tonight. So I hate to leave you people, but you know, we're gonna wrap it up here.
I think, you know, maybe as part of our wrap up.
What's that?
We want to talk about maybe let the people know what we're thinking about doing next time.
Yeah, sure. I know we have some ideas in the works, but this is critical here because
we're gonna have to
stick to it.
Yes,
we've had to adapt in certain situations.
Right. Where we're gonna have to do. So
exactly,
we're gonna have to decide where Listeners, we're getting dessert
this is
from.
Our promise to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are going to make this food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're also going to get dessert at this place.
And drink a beer from a brewery. We'll pick the brewery.
We're going to leave that up in the air.
Okay.
Because we need a little bit of mystery in your lives and also
That's
some
true.
Leeway in
yeah.
ours.
Again, just give it to them and pull it right back.
Yeah.
Give
I know.
Sniff,
you want to
pull it right back.
An inch, take a mile.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Just, half a dozen in one hand, six in the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you thinking for dessert next week?
Okay, so we're going to have to go somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I told you, been getting quite a few recommendations from...
Mr. Bulba?
Yeah. So his thing is, his recommendation is Beyond Sweet. And
okay.
I've done a little bit of checking, and I think that would be a fantastic...
Little journey for him?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's a little bit of a hike. We're going to have to...
So where? Just tell me. Is it Nebraska or like...
This is more of an Iowa thing.
Beyond Sweet. Beyond where your car can take you. It's in Hawaii.
Sorry to put you on the spot. Yeah, sorry. I think it's... For some reason, I want to say it's in, like, Maple Grove or something like that.
Okay. Ooh, look at this. I match with Jessica.
Let's see here. Oh, it's on Del Mar.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, not terribly out of our way.
I'll take it, yeah. All right, so they have cakes or do they have pastries? What kind of things are we looking at there?
They're
you know?
Real big on the milkshakes.
Okay, great.
So it's possible we might have to actually, like, do dessert first, kind of like one of our meals.
Okay.
But they do appear to have some other things that we might be able to walk away with. I do kind of want to try try one of those milkshakes, though.
All right. Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right. And then, so, meal-wise, we're going to have to make something.
Yeah, we are. We are. I really want to help with this one. I really do. I feel bad. You've been doing a lot of...
Well, so then let me ask you this. Here's something that you wrote down.
Okay.
Rigatoni pie.
Ooh, okay.
Is that something...
Yeah. And that was something that we were at the dog park, and
uh-huh.
and Wendy was running around, and we were brainstorming some stuff, and it was in some magazine.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So rigatoni pie or the other one I think that you wrote down was meatballs with mint.
Sounds like a great appetizer for
as a cold
rigatoni pie.
Thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So so next episode, listeners, we're gonna be eating a dessert from Beyond Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have made rigatoni pie.
With meatballs with mint as the appetizer.
We can talk about that.
All right. We'll see what happens.
The rigatoni pie, I'm promising to the people.
Okay, gotcha.
The meatballs, I make no promises on.
Okay.
I don't want to lie. I get it. I don't want to lie to them.
I get it, yeah.
They seem like nice people. They deserve the truth.
I love these people. They deserve the truth. I do like getting the Snapchats that are like, about to catch up on some Happy Meals and stuff like that. It's just so cool. Brings us into one of my favorite portions, the thank yous. Thank you so much, guys, for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. You can follow us on Facebook at Happy Meals. Follow us on Twitter at Happy Meals. If you'd like to send us an email as far as a recommendation or a comment about the show, it's at happymeals.podcast@gmail.com. And thank you for the wonderful establishments that provided us with our taste bud titillating products today, as in Narrow Gauge with their Old Town Porter.
Yep.
And
9th Street Deli
with those fab sandwiches and the great chips.
Yeah. And Anthony didn't say it because he's not as big on it as I am, but I love the Instagram, and we're on that as Happy Meals as well.
Yeah, that is mostly your kind. That's kind of right. Yeah, it's my baby. Yeah. See, the issue is that, and that's why
you prefer the words, and 280 characters is too much.
Not enough.
140 is enough.
Yeah, no.
Right?
No, that wasn't it. I love it when you try to take words out of my mouth. No, it's that for a good 4 or 5 months now, the rear camera on my phone has been broken, and I haven't been able to take very quality pictures. Yeah.
Damn.
So
Instagram. What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone 7.
Oh, okay.
iPhone 7.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sounds like a great product.
So, yeah, I really need to step up on that Patreon, don't I? Fuck you. But like I said, share us with people and, you know,
get tell together. Your friends. Yeah. Tell your mom. Yeah, tell your dad.
It's a couple of clicks away to get these voices in some other ears. And yeah, maybe bridge that generational gap talking to your mom about it, or your grandma. But I've had a great time here. I'm full of donuts and sandwich and beer. I'm Anthony Stryker.
I'm Colin Shea.
Keep on drinking.
Stay hungry.
And join us next time on Happy Meals.